with you now on ABC Radio Canberra from the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. She is a volunteer there and a former teacher. Rowan Sipkin, welcome back to Afternoons.
Thank you, Paula.
And today, given that it's NAIDOC Week, we have a look at, you know, Indigenous literature is part of every, you know, discussion that we have with you, Rowan. But we're doing a special focus on today because, well, basically it's NAIDOC party and I'm there for it.
Yes.
So where should we, and there is, I appreciate that you've really had to crunch the list down because there are so many good pieces of literature out there for kids wanting to get an insight into Indigenous culture.
There's so many, and there's so many Indigenous authors and illustrators who are also producing, like Lisa, but these are for young people. And so we're seeing their style of writing, they're including language in it. So a lot of the books have a glossary, so you can look up and learn bits of other languages. So it's really exciting to see so many wonderful books being published nowadays.
So what are some of the ones that excite you the most?
Well, the first one is the late Percy Trezise, whose books are really well known. He wrote about stories from the Cape York people, and they were illustrated by Aboriginal illustrator Dick Ruffsee. This book was not completed before Percy passed away, but it's been completed by his daughter, and it's the last book in the Journey of the Great Lakes series. So it's the adventures that these children have had. They're now in the land of the flying fox people, and they're making their way home. So if you've enjoyed the previous books, then this is a really interesting book to have a look at and to see the actual ending of it after many years.
Oh, yeah, because I hate it when there isn't a resolution. You
yes.
know? So we get the resolution with this
we
one.
We do get the resolution.
And next, so that's the Echidna people?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one that you have for us comes out of a song?
That's right, that well-known song by Paul Kelly and Kev Carmody, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And I thought that really epitomises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander writing and illustrating nowadays, because from such a small pool, we're getting so many wonderful books. And this book is really special because the local children of the Gurundji people have actually illustrated it. So all through the book are lovely little colourful illustrations, which look lovely. And as well, there are some beautiful pictures by another artist, and I don't know whether he's Indigenous or not. And they are just of the landscapes of the area. So that desert country is quite beautiful. And to make it even more special, at the book is a translation into Gurundji of the song.
Oh, wow.
So you can see both versions of it. So it's a beautiful book to have, to hold, and to show to children as you play them the song.
And what age group could this, you know, be aimed at? Or given that song, I guess anyone could get
anyone really. But I think the pictures would appeal, particularly the children's pictures, would appeal to anyone in the early years, but right through into early high school. It's a book with a very, very wide appeal, and it's a historical book. So if you're looking at early history, this is and the land rights movement, this is a really good book and song to start with.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and with you is Rowan Simpkin. She is a former teacher, and she's also a volunteer with the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. Today, we're focusing specifically on kids' books that are written by First Nations people. And so we've just had From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And yes, it is inspired by that song by Paul Kelly and Kev Carmody. What else have you got for us, Rowan?
This is a very new book, a special book by Jasmine Seymour. It's called Baby Business. And it's published by Indigenous publishers Magabala Books, who are based in Broome. And they produce some wonderful books. And it's a very simple story about a ceremony that all the young babies went through, or still go through in that area. And so it has the little baby being taken by family, by the women and other children, to the smoking place. And there the aunties talk about the old ways and the baby is smoked. And it's an information book as much as a story book. And it talks about this is baby business and the spirits and what warm smoke will do. It will connect you to country. Lovely illustrations, a very strong connection to country and highlighting the importance of living on the land and understanding what it's like to be a baby in your country. A really, really simple book that's for little preschoolers up until, and all early childhood children, and a really lovely book, I think, for grandparents to give to their offspring, to their grandchildren.
For sure. And because a lot of us, the ones that have, you know, got nieces and nephews and grandkids on the way, we're always looking out for books to put their way. Does this one, you mentioned some of the other books have glossaries, they have Indigenous language in it. Is that something that is relatively new when it comes to Indigenous literature for kids, or has it always been there in some form?
I think it's being picked up by bigger publishers, by some of the really small publishers. Magabella Books, for instance, has often included a few words, but they're being valued even more nowadays, which is great.
We had a text earlier that says Jasmine Seymour's Baby Business is a wonderful book. So thanks for your text, Sue. And if you want to be part of the conversation too, 0467 922 666 is our number. Rowan Simpkin is taking us through some of the beautiful books that are available right now for if you're wanting to get your kids interested in literature and also educate them about our country's First Nations people. So that was Baby Business. What else have you got on your list?
This book is a very simple early book for the youngest children, and it's called Birds in the Bush by Auntie Faye Stewart Muir and Jeanette Rowe. And it's a very simple book that children can colour in, and it has the name of the animal in the Darug language. The Boon Wurrung people's language, and then it has, say, for example, Dan Dan, which means parrot, but then there's a space for you to write in another language. So if it could be for any child of any language to add something to. For example, another one here is Yanguk, which is the wattle bird, and then there's room for you to write the name of the wattle bird in another language. Lovely little book. And in the beginning, there's even space for the little one's hand. So you really personalise the book. Simple book, very colourful, lots of fun.
And that's for, and so not, they can colour it in them. It's already colourful, but they can colour it in themselves and add in their own language. So it ends up being trilingual.
Yes. So, which is very special.
That's fat. So that's what I'll call entry level children's literature. That one's right in the early, right in the beginning, and you've also got something from the foundation that gave us Andy Griffiths.
No, the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Oh yeah.
They have various ambassadors that go out to communities.
Oh, I see. Yep.
And there's a lot of fundraising around it, but they go and make books with communities. And this one is from Melville Island, the children from Miller Carpety School, and who had workshops with Alison Lester. And the book is called No Way Irikape. And Irikape is Tiwi for crocodile. And it's a lovely rhyming book. Irikape was hungry, so he went hunting. He surprised a Jarakalani on the reef, but the Jarakalani said, "No way, Irikape, you're not eating me today. I've got a hard shell. It'll make you unwell." And so there's all the animals. The illustrations are by the children with the assistance of Alison, but it's another spectacular book that children of particularly early years, again, would really enjoy reading and learning the languages. Again, it has a glossary, and it also gives you a bit of information about the book and about the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
And so that's in Tiwi?
That's in Tiwi.
Yes, and you've got another one now called Tiwi Girl. Tell me about that.
Yes, this is the Tiwi Ambassador, the Indigenous Literacy Foundation ambassadors went to Tiwi College, which is also on Melville Island, and they wrote a book with the older girls. And, or the girls wrote the book really, and illustrated it, and have been really involved with the whole process, including coming down to Sydney to work with Alison Lester. And this is a good book for older primary and into high school because it gives you an idea of what the children are going through, the things that they like to do as teenagers. And I really enjoyed reading the story of these young girls. And it's very like the next book, which is called Shock'em, Stories of the Big River Hawks, which is a book written by some boys from the Katherine region of the Northern Territory. And they are, not surprisingly, very into AFL. And they've written about their special story, their special place, their hero. They've written letters to football players. There's photos. And again, it's showing what the life is like for a teenage boy who's footy mad in the Katherine region.
There's so many books in there, Rowan, but if I can just squeeze in one more, you've got a recommendation from a very famous literature family.
Yes, Sally Morgan's children, Ezekiel Quaimelina, and her son, and Amberlyn Quaimelina, have written two beautiful books called My Country and The Two-Hearted Numbat. And they are, My Country is very simple, poetic. We dance with the lightning clouds. We slide down the river snakes rainbow, splash with the bush animals. Again, another very colourful book for early childhood children. And it's illustrated by Sally Morgan. And it's a book that I think should be in every school collection because it's just such a delightful book, not too many words, but it's very poetic in the way it's written. And The Two-Hearted Numbat is a longer story illustrated by Amberlyn, and another really, really interesting book. These two very gifted people have illustrated and written quite a number of books, so they're two authors and illustrators to really look out for.
And we had a text from Julie that says, please repeat the name and the author of the first Melville Islands book, the rhyme book about animals.
Yes, it's No Way Irikape.
No Way Irikape, and that was the one about the crocodile.
The crocodile, and it's with the people. It's done by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. So if you put that into your search engine, you'll come up with lots of different books. And they worked on that with Alison Lester.
Okay, and Irikape is spelt
Y-I-R-R-I-K-A-I-P-A-Y-I.
Okay, I hope that helps, Julie. Thanks for your text. And Rowan, thank you so much for a very special NAIDOC Week edition of children's books for your kids. And Rowan is a former teacher, and she's also from the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you.